Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It is the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Man, there's so much to get to today. A couple of great interviews for you. I did start a parody, but it's not finished. I started it Saturday, Carrie. Started on Saturday. I didn't finish it. I might play a bit of a preview today.
All right.
Maybe. And the reason why I'll do that is to see if I should continue it. You know what I mean?
Okay. We'll give you our
We'll do that for you as well.
Opinion.
But not before we tell you it's a Wednesday. That is a hump day. Interesting reaction to my tough love yesterday. You know it. I'm gonna break it down a little bit. Oh yeah, Cabbage Patch. Running Man. Carrie, give us a little something. What do you got?
No, I've got nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Nope.
Nothing for the people.
No.
Wow.
Not till the third hour.
Let me just do this then. I apologize for her. She doesn't have the rhythm in her. I can't help that. Sam, you got something for me? Let's go. All day. That's how we do it. All right, glad to have you here on the Joe Pags Show. Now, yesterday, Carrie, let me ask you this. Who do you give tough love to?
Sometimes my kids. Sometimes they need tough love.
Right. In general, though, who is tough love for?
Who is it for?
People or things that you...
That you love?
Yeah, I did. See, it was so simple that you were like, he can't really be
I felt
mad,
like it was a trick question or something. Okay.
Not a trick question. You give tough love if you love. Girl, love. So you give tough love when you're like, no, you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong here. Let me help you out. It's going to be harsh. It's going to be hard to hear. You know what's incredible to me, though, is that I did that monologue yesterday. Went off on a rant because I've had it. You know, as I hear Beto speak up in Texas, as I hear Biden now attacking Texas today, we'll have that for you in a second. As I hear Keith Olbermann attacking Texas today, what I said yesterday is even more appropriate. And a lot of people have gone there and they've checked out that video of what I had to say yesterday about the great state of Texas, a state that I live in and a state that I love. You know how many people had a problem with what I said out of the thousands and thousands that have seen it now, out of the millions that heard it yesterday? Guess how many people had a problem with what I said yesterday?
Maybe a dozen?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Two. One guy who's in the web channel under a fake name, he's really butthurt over it. And then there's another person who told me to get the F out or something. And because I don't do profanity, I just deleted that message over on the Rumble. Two people had a problem with what I said yesterday. You know what most Texans said, Carrie? Any idea?
What's that? That they love it and they totally agree with you?
Thank you. Thank you for having that voice, standing up and calling people out. Because we are watching our state go to the dogs. We're watching our state go to the Betos out there. We're watching our state go to the Olbermans out there. I mean, when you hear Keith Olbermann say stuff like he said, Carrie, at this point, are you surprised as a journalist? I mean, he's been doing this a while now,
no,
right?
No, I'm not at all surprised. Nope.
I mean, it's just that simple. Two people had an issue with it yesterday. Everybody else got it. Everybody else understood where I was coming from. And if you don't do that, if you don't call people out when they're just not doing it right, well, then you're just going to, you're liable to just repeat history. Look, Ann Richards was the governor here not that long ago. California had a Republican governor not that long ago. You know, Washington State never used to be looked at as the bastion of liberalism and leftism. New York City had Rudy Giuliani as the mayor 20 years ago. Carrie, what party is he from? I can't remember.
He'd be Republican.
What? Say what?
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me you had a Republican mayor in New York City? George Pataki was the governor not that long ago in New York. What party is he in? Do you remember?
Republican.
So you're telling me they had a Republican governor and Republican mayor in New York State and New York City, respectively, 20 years ago?
Yes.
Now, it's blue as can be, because blue is playing the game, and they're playing hard. So what I said yesterday is appropriate. If you did not see or hear what I said yesterday, let me bring it to you again. Just go to Rumble and look up Joe Pags Interviews, or you can go to Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Not on Instagram, but it's on Minds, it's on Gab, it's on Parler. I posted it everywhere. Go and check out that monologue, and I am more than willing to hear what your thoughts are on it. But I want to hear you get butthurt if you just don't like it because you had a misconception about what's happening in the state. The state of Texas is purplish, and it's going to end up going blue because these big metropolis areas are run by a bunch of lefties. I'm not going to do the whole rant again. It's available. Go there and check it out right now. Go there and look, if you don't follow me on this social media, that's up to you. And I'm here to tell you, it's a good follow. I'm here to tell you, I am more than willing to hear you call me out if you think I got something wrong. But if you're not right, trust me, I'm going to let you know. And by the way, if you like my show and listen to my show and understand where I'm coming from, you're not going to be hurt like this. You're not going to have this issue that you're having. You're going to understand that every once in a while we disagree on something. And you have to understand that you can either move past it and still enjoy the show, or don't take part. It's really up to you. So the one filthy, you know, profane guy, I never had him anyway. The guy's never listened. The other person really does kind of boggle my mind, because either you get where I'm laying down and you can stop being so mean because I said one thing you didn't like, or you didn't get it to begin with, to be honest with you. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I'm not going to take a bunch of calls. I'm not going to redo the rant from yesterday, but I do want to progress it to today that completely and utterly proves my point. Now, Carrie, I didn't ask you if you agreed with me yesterday. I asked you a couple of times how much trouble am I in, and you nicely reminded me probably in some trouble. But today, almost as if I asked for it, you had Keith Olbermann bolster what I said and Joe Biden bolster what I said. And last night, Beto posted, it was a death sentence to Texans that Governor Abbott lifted the mask mandate. So let's, if we can, at least give me Olbermann and Biden, because both of them are doing exactly what I said they would do, and they're trying to turn Texas blue, and they think this is a serious crisis, and they're not going to let it go to waste. So go ahead and bring that if you don't mind.
From Fox News, President Biden took a swipe at Republican governors in Texas and Mississippi Wednesday, accusing them of Neanderthal thinking following their decision to reverse COVID safety policies, including mask mandates. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough vaccines for every adult American to get a shot, Biden told reporters from the White House Wednesday. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking. And despite the warning issued by health officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention regarding a fourth resurgence in coronavirus cases earlier this week, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says all state regulations would be lifted starting Wednesday. Similarly, Texas Governor Greg Abbott pointed to lower case counts and the increase in vaccine accessibility as justification to revoke all state-imposed coronavirus regulations starting March 10th.
So, did Biden actually say any of this, or did this just come from the administration?
No, he actually said it today about the Neanderthal thinking. It was him who said it.
Now, is there any truth to the fact that his speechwriter wrote that this was Netherlands thinking, and he said Neanderthal by accident?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Or Neverland thinking, and
no.
He said Neanderthal by accident. Because you did hear what he said yesterday about Shirley Jackson Lee, right?
Yeah, I did.
Now, was this off the cuff, or was this him reading something? Do you know?
That I do not know. I don't know where he was when he said that today.
Because somebody asked him about the border, and he said, did you talk to so-and-so about the border? He said, yes, as he's walking away and sort of being dragged away by Kamala Harris. And then somebody said, you know, well, what did you learn from the call? And Biden says, a lot. And then somebody yells another question about immigration or something, and he says, as he just keeps walking. Carrie, I'm not sure what we're looking at here. But there's a major problem, man. There is a major problem. Major problem. And the idea that nobody's calling him out, it just makes me want to call him out more often. You know what I mean? It does. Now, let's now transition to Keith Olbermann, who is a disgusting human being. Now, I don't know Keith Olbermann, but he's the guy that treated Susie Colbert so badly when they started ESPN2 that he had to publicly apologize to get it, to keep his job. And then they tried to make him a news anchor at NBC, but he was covering debates and using just horrible amounts of opinion and just being ridiculous. And since then, he's just completely gone off the rails. Completely off the rails. I mean, the things that he says are just disgusting about lock up Trump and lock up all Trump followers and reprogram them all. And now he says that, what, we shouldn't get some vaccines or something?
Yeah, from this is from The Blaze. Following the announcement, Texas will be dropping its COVID-19 mask mandate and allowing businesses to fully open starting next week. A far-left pundit, Keith Olbermann, appeared to take issue with the Lone Star State's position, tweeting, "Why are we wasting vaccinations on Texas if Texas has decided to join the side of the virus?" And in a subsequent tweet, Olbermann also called Texas Governor Greg Abbott a mass murderer.
Okay, so Greg Abbott's a mass murderer because he wants to reopen the economy and allow people to go and actually support their families, seeing every job, every business, every entity as essential. So because of that, we're wasting vaccinations on Texas, and Greg Abbott is a mass murderer. Okay, I mean, as a human being, and even as a journalist probably, but as a human being, it's kind of grotesque, isn't it? I mean, that's okay to just say that now in the public square?
Well, no, it's not okay. It is grotesque. I absolutely disagree with
banned,
what he said.
Was he suspended for good?
No, not to my knowledge.
Was he suspended indefinitely by Jack? I got suspended for saying hydroxychloroquine works, because it does. I got suspended for that. Is Olbermann still on there having called a governor a mass murderer?
Yes.
Now, remember, Donald Trump was removed from Twitter because there was a perception of violence in him saying, "I'm not going to the inauguration." Keith Olbermann said Greg Abbott is a mass murderer, and he's fine. He's still on there. Do I have it right?
You have it right.
Terry Lockett.
Yes, Joe Bags.
By the way, working on getting a former news anchor named Kerry Lake on the show. Kerry Lake was from, she was on the TV news in Arizona, and the number one rated newscast, and she said, "I'm done. I'm out of here. I can't do this anymore. Journalism isn't what it used to be."
Yeah, I read
She
that.
Quit, got up and quit. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yep. How many times
reached
have
out
we
to
talked?
Her. We'll okay. have her on soon.
Oh,
go
that
ahead.
Would be
go
awesome.
Ahead.
How many times have we talked about how different this business is? And maybe knowing what it's, I know now, would I go into it 25 years ago? I don't know.
Well, let me say this. I'm me, and you know what I'm going to say about how well I did the TV news.
Yes.
I did it well. I did
Many
it well.
Awards.
I was good at it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 28, some would say 28 awards for excellence.
And I got lots of them, yeah.
But did you ever count them? It's like three, right?
It's not. It's maybe about a dozen, I want to say.
Oof. That was a good try, though. So anyway. Terry just asked me over on the chat room, "Did you win awards?" Yes. Yes, I did. In fact, I won the majority of them in Michigan, to be honest with you, Terry. And Terry is in Grand Rapids. So we also had the highest rated newscast in Albany, Schenectady, Troy, 6 and 11 o'clock. I think the 11 o'clock was the highest rated. And we did very well. But then I quit. I begged out of my contract a year early to come back and do talk radio because they just couldn't do what we used to think was journalism anymore. You couldn't do that. I literally have to argue with people in the newsroom every day to just do fair newscasting and fair reporting. They didn't want to do it. They wanted to focus on far left-wing stuff, and I couldn't do it. Now, I don't know that that's exactly why Kerry Lake quit, but we'll find out. But I am in contact with her, and we'll have her on soon. Sam, have we heard back from her?
Not yet.
Okay, because she gave me her phone number and gave me her email address, and I texted her and I emailed her, so hopefully we'll work on getting her on soon. It's kind of amazing to me, though, that somebody who's in a number one position decided to get up and leave and just do something else. Now, she's only got about 21,000 followers on Rumble, and this video, last time I checked, has 700,000-plus views, which is amazing. So people are interested in hearing about this. We'll have her on soon. Your thoughts about Keith Olbermann, your thoughts about Biden, your thoughts about the attacks on Texas because Greg Abbott dared do what Texas should have done a long time ago and reopen the state. I'll definitely hear from you. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks a lot. The Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Lots going on. Lots of people want to be heard. Exactly what I spelled out yesterday is happening. The big leftist, the biggest of the leftists, the president, and Keith Olbermann, a huge lefty, horrible guy, Beto O'Rourke, you know, Robert Francis, he chimes in because they think now they can take advantage of what they deem to be something that is a serious crisis, with Greg Abbott saying, no more masks and let's get back to work.
And I
this is exactly, go ahead.
Sorry, I checked Keith Olbermann's Twitter page and he has apologized, I suppose, saying this was needlessly harsh and I apologize for it. I want and wanted everybody in Texas to get the vaccine, but it is heartbreaking to know its effect will be undermined by the idiots who run your state. I've apologized. Now you guys get Abbott, Cornyn, Cruz out of office.
Yeah. So he made that apology because whoever employs him probably made him do that. Keith Olbermann is not a nice guy. He didn't do that out of the goodness of his heart. And Keith Olbermann, I doubt he was threatened by Twitter because Twitter wouldn't give you a chance to apologize before deleting you. So probably wherever he's making his money, they said you better apologize because you can't say stuff like that and represent us. I mean, Paul, where does he work now? Do we know?
I don't know.
Carrie, do you have any idea where he works now?
I don't. No.
I don't think it's for MSNBC anymore. Sam, any idea?
No idea.
Okay.
Does he?
I don't think he works for MSNBC, no. You think he does?
I gotta check.
I don't
again.
Know.
Okay.
Now we gotta find out. Because he didn't apologize because Jack Dorsey called him. What Twitter does is they suspend you and then make you do something. So unless he was suspended. But saying that is just disgusting, but it shows who the left is and what the left would do to Texas if we let them in. So be proud of your state, be proud of your boots and your belt buckle, but also be proud enough to stand up and say, hey, these big cities are all going blue. That's a problem for me. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about Newsmax TV. Great, great network. I enjoy being on. I'll be on there for another hour tomorrow. On Thursdays, we go for an hour from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. I did it a long time ago. It only takes seconds. Get this done. Doesn't cost you a dime. With the app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription for their app, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want it. Remember, at home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems and satellite systems. It's free on OTT devices like Smart TV, Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax TV easily outside your home. Check out Newsmax.com. Online for breaking news, headlines, and great opinions. I do that all the time. I go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Newsmax TV is real news for real people, so go and get it right now. The heck are you waiting for? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Quick call. Alan, 1 minute. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay, just real quick, I missed it. Were they saying that Abbott was a mass murderer or
yes.
a masked murderer?
Yeah, see what you did?
Yeah, well, sure. But really, and maybe I've missed this somewhere, but if you get the vaccine, why do you have to still wear the mask? I'm missing that part.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, and glad you brought that up. Opens up a line, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie, has anybody explained why it is Fauci keeps saying you'll still have to wear a mask after getting the vaccination?
No, not that I know of.
I mean, one would think, because I'm not getting the vaccination, because I just don't want to. I'm healthy, and I'm not worried about COVID. I'm not afraid of it. If it kills me, and you want to use this portion of my program against me, have at it. I don't care if I get COVID. Now, it doesn't mean I want you to get it, because I don't. Doesn't mean I want my mom to get it, because I don't. Doesn't mean I want people who are at risk to get it, because I don't. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm not getting a vaccination, because I don't feel like it. And I'm a free, liberated American. I don't want to. But if I chose to, because the benefit would be I don't have to wear a mask anymore, and then you still told me to wear a mask, then why am I doing it? Nobody can seem to make me understand that. If you think you know, let me know. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Come here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Come on. right, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. It's the Joe Pag Show. Lots going on, lots to get to, and I appreciate you guys taking the time. It's always an absolute pleasure to have you along for the ride. Lots to get to, including Burgess Owens. He's District 4 Republican in the great state of Utah. And also we've got Jason Smith. He's District 8 Republican in the great state of Missouri on the program. You've got the, Carrie, what are they calling it? Rescue America Act or some crap? Whatever this thing is, the COVID-19 bill?
I believe it is the
something
Rescue
stupid,
Act.
Rescuing America. Yeah, something like that. We've got that to talk about. We've got HR1 to talk about. I didn't realize that when they have such a low number on a House resolution, that actually raises the amount of importance. I didn't realize that. I just thought that they gave it a number because that's when it came up. No, it turns out that the first 10, like HR 1 through 10, are the most important on the agenda. HR 1 is a major overhaul in the voting system and basically the federal government taking over elections and also making taxpayers pay for people's campaigns. So we talk about that a lot with Jason Smith and also with Burgess Owens. Now, does it get weird that, well, I actually sent Burgess Owens a video of me working out. Is that weird?
Yes. Why would you do that?
Well, a couple of reasons. Don't be so fast with the negativity.
Well, you asked my opinion.
Negative Nelly.
So, yes, it is really weird.
Negative Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Did he ask for it?
Crappy attitude Carrie.
No, I don't like that one.
I'm trying to make an alliteration. I don't know. No, what happened was we were trying to set up the shot, and it took a long time. So we got talking about working out, got talking about the NFL, got talking about this and that. And I said, well, I said, how big a guy are you? I don't know how tall Burgess is. I've never met him. He said 6'1", about 230. He's still a big dude. I said, well, I'm 6'1", about 250. And then I said a little while later, I said 246. He said, you just lost 4 pounds? I said, okay. All right, Burgess, you want to go there? No, we're just chatting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I have to understand, though, I'm that guy in the gym. I'm that guy. And you probably had a bunch of meatheads like me in the gym when you were doing NFL, but I'm still kind of that guy. And he talked a little smack. This is not in the interview at all. And I said, I'll send you a video. And I sent him the video, and he just sort of laughed at it. So I'm like, okay, I think
yeah,
I laughed at me now.
Weird.
So I'm not really sure
even
how I feel about
told
that.
The story.
Is it weird that I sent a U.S. representative a video of me working out?
Yes, very much so. I would not do that again.
He actually said, very impressive, promise you no competition here. And then he said he wants to get on the elliptical when we work out. Because I said we have to work out when we're in the same city together.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird that I'm making a U.S. representative work out with me?
Again, yes. Yes. Very,
Carrie, we're
very
friends.
Weird.
And I think he's right. He actually says coming on my show a lot helped him out to win the election. Why can't I work out with the guy?
Well, I guess you can. But again, sending those videos, I'm going to do that.
Okay, I'm looking at Steven over in my chat room just said that, and he's yelling at me. It's all capitals. Understand that if you're on the internet and you use all capital letters, you're yelling it. So I'm not going to yell it. You think I should yell it? Should I read it and yell it or just read it?
Oh, let's just read it.
Okay. Joe, use ignorant instead of stupid. My father would not allow us to say stupid or idiot at the dinner table. If we did say those bad words, he would turn his class ring 180 degrees on his ring finger and rap us on the head with the palm of his hand, class ring emphasized. All right, that's child abuse. If we could just make that clear, Stephen, just right up front. I can give you a phone number to call. But no, I'm going to use stupid because, listen. Stupid! That sounds pretty neat.
Do it
ignorant. You know what I mean?
You got to go with stupid. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have the same effect, I don't think. So, Stephen, I appreciate the advice. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to stick with stupid because I think that works better. Carrie, should I change this to ignorant?
No. Well, I like okay. Stupid. Yeah.
Going to throw that out there. Now, I did not finish this. Now, remember the story last week, and I'll finish this if the people want it. But remember the story last week, and Paulo, I hope I don't curse in this, because this is a raw, this is unedited, so keep your finger near the button. I don't think I do, but last Saturday, every Saturday after my weekend show, I do J-Pod, I do Joe Pag's Overtime, and then we do an extra hour, sometimes 2 hours or whatever, and I tend to like produce a parody or something during that. Remember Coke and the woke stuff from last week, that you're
yes.
too white?
Mm-hmm.
I may have started going after that 1971 commercial. And do you want to hear a preview of it, or should I finish it first?
No, let's hear a preview.
Polo?
Here it goes.
Wow, it wasn't even the shore. Sam?
Yes.
Now, Sam, I don't know if you were in the channel when I did that. I know that Polo and Carrie don't support me at all on the weekends, but were you in the channel when I did this?
I think I had to leave for this one.
Wow. Nobody supported me on this one. Well, actually, a lot of people did. There were a few hundred in the room. All right, so here's the beginning part of it. Now, I want your honest opinion after you hear this, if I should finish it. It's not finished. I can't believe the world so woke, hating on Whitey. You can't hear, Polo?
I apply.
So what did you do? You told me not to, because you made a... Remember, I can see you now, and that's usually that there's a technical issue.
Yes.
Was there a technical issue, or you just don't want to hear it?
No, because you said let us know, and right when I heard that first
Don't let me know. Don't be rude. At least I mean, that it made me think you couldn't hear it. All right. Let's try it. Carrie, what do you think? Should I play it again, or just stop now? Because Polo hates it.
No, play it. Play it. Come on.
He actually gave me the wave. He said, I'll wave my arms if I lose you or if I can't hear it. And he started waving his arms.
No, I went like this.
Right. Like,
kill it.
I can't hear it. All right. Yeah. Let's try it again. Here we go. I can't believe the world so woke, hating on Whitey. I applied for a job, was told, stop acting so mighty. Right? My arrogance clearly was seen. Why can't I humble me? I walk around being so white, huge solidarity. It's the white thing or something stupid there. Should I continue that, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think you should. You need to finish that.
Polo hated it. He jumped up and down in his chair. He's slicing his neck with his fingers, like, stop it. Polo, wasn't that horrible, was it?
I mean, there wasn't the music to kind of cover up the vocals there.
No, there's not a lot of music in this one.
Yeah.
No. Well, when you look up 1971 Coke commercial karaoke, nothing comes up.
Okay. I mean, is this kind of like a Pags to Tonics or whatever you call it?
A Pags to Tonics. Okay. That's kinda what it is. It's a Pags to Tonic.
Yeah.
Carrie, he's hating, obviously, but you're saying finish it.
I think you should finish it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sam, anything on this one?
I have to issue a correction. I did hear you do this, and I love it.
I don't know if I believe you now. See, now I'm not sure which to believe.
I didn't know what song you were talking about. I thought maybe you did this one and then did another song.
Now, there is another verse that I did, Carrie, but there's no harmony here. You want to hear the next verse?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay. I guess I'll stop drinking that Coke. I'm told it's not for me. My skin tone is just way too pale. Others can drink with glee. See that? Because I'm too white. Whitey can't drink it. I'm just saying. I mean, there could be something there. Should I finish that?
Yeah, I think you should finish it. Mm-hmm. I think the people will love it.
Chat room, 1 if you want me to finish it, 2 if you don't want to ever hear it again. 1 if you want me to finish it, 2 if you never want to hear it again. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Not taking calls on that. I'm taking calls on Oberman saying something disgusting. He can shove his apology where the sun don't shine. Carry, you know what I'm saying?
He can pick a cheek, right?
He can pick a cheek. He can pucker up, pick a cheek, and kiss my ass is what I'm saying. All right, let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. You didn't know the song, Sam? Are you so young that you did? We're not familiar with this. It's a Coke and a smile or something.
Yeah.
Really? Look it up on the YouTubes that you're on all day long, 7 hours a day. 1971 Coke commercial. And you'll see a bunch of hippies standing in like a field singing this song. See, I mean, Carrie, is that a problem that the young generation doesn't even know that song?
That's sad, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I have to go home and show my kids that commercial. They won't get it, but.
Wow. Yeah, everybody, show your kids that commercial. I mean, Sam was not aware of that commercial. That's actually kind of makes me feel very old. Let me go to the phone line, say hello, and welcome to line 3. It's going to be Mike in San Antonio. Mike, talk to me.
Hey, Big Joe Pags. Hey, I just wanted to put an amen to your yesterday's rant.
Thanks, man.
And as far as what our superheroes are saying today, I wanted to tell you that I think Ron White said it best. You can't fix stupid.
But you're not allowed to say stupid anymore. Now I have to say ignorant, I'm told.
But Ron White didn't say that.
Exactly right. So I think we should stick with stupid. Should probably stick with that one. Mike, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad that you got what I was laying down yesterday. It wasn't hate. It was tough love. It's going to be Josh also in San Antonio. Josh, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, Joe. I was calling about the what our governor did with removing the mask mandate.
Yeah.
I think he did exactly what he was supposed to do, or should have done a long time ago, actually. We can decide if we want to go to a restaurant that requires a mask or doesn't require a mask. That's an individual decision that we can make. And if my favorite restaurant is requiring mask and I don't want to go there, I can call them and say, hey, you're never going to see me again until you take the mask mandate away.
Right.
That easy. I mean,
Well, it is. And I think that's the way capitalism works. We vote with our pocketbooks and our wallets. It's pretty simple. Let me go to Jerry, who's in Anchorage, Alaska. Jerry, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. Well, I just wanted to say, if there's a big spike because of all the illegal immigrants coming across, won't Governor Abbott get in trouble or be blamed for the spike, even though he has no way to stop it?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the governor. As you know, Jerry, you're smart. This has to do with Biden and his administration allowing people in. And, Carrie, you actually have a story. Jerry, we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. We'll have that story in a second. I appreciate you. You actually have a story about allowing a bunch of COVID patients in, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, you want to do that now? You want to hold it till the top?
It's up to you.
Let's hold it, because I mean Jerry did get ahead of the game there a second, but that's true. There's a big influx across the border of illegal immigrants, illegal aliens coming in, and we have a bunch of people that we know have COVID that we're going to let in and then release them into the cities. I'm not even kidding. We'll have that story for you coming up. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. It's the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. JoePags.com. Lots of people want to be heard. Lots of people are wound up. Carrie, do we have actual advisement or advice from the CDC about why we have to wear the mask, even if we get the vaccination? Some people in the chat channel were saying it's because allegedly it protects you from getting the symptoms, but you can still get it. Why would I go through that then? I don't understand why I'd go through that.
Let me check. Let me see what's going on.
And here's the problem. I mean, even as a news person, a straight journalist like you are, what do you make of Fauci? If you're just reporting what he says, then you're reporting five different things.
Well, that's true. It gets very confusing for people. I mean, what do you believe? What are you supposed to believe? What comes out of his mouth?
A lot of times, relatives of mine, because they know what business I'm in, will ask me, or friends of mine will ask me, what do you know about this? And then I'll tell them what I know about that. Here's the problem, and I wonder, do people in your life say, well, you're the news person, what did you hear about this one?
Yeah, sometimes I get that.
What do you say about Fauci? What can you possibly tell them? Well, early on, he said, don't wear a mask. Then he said, go on the cruise. Then he said, don't go on the cruise. Mm-hmm. Then he said, wear the mask. Then he said, masks are silly. Then he wore a mask when he went to the baseball game. Then he took the mask off, and he sat there and ate a hot dog with no mask on. Then he said, 6 to 8 feet, no mask. And then he said, yes, mask, even if you are 6 to 8 feet. So what do you make of this guy? Now we have to double mask. I love this one. Carrie, is there any way on earth you're going to double mask?
No. I don't like the single mask. I'm not going to wear two.
I mean.
Now, on the CDC's page, there was a question, do I need to wear a mask and avoid close contact with others if I've gotten two doses of the vaccine? And their answer is, it's important for everyone to continue using all the tools available to help stop this pandemic. Experts are also looking at how many people get vaccinated and how the virus is spreading in communities. We also don't yet know whether getting a COVID-19 vaccine will prevent you from spreading the virus that causes COVID-19 to other people, even if you don't get sick yourself.
So in other words, you're getting the vaccine pretty much for no reason.
So you can still have the virus, you can still spread it.
Nothing's changing for you. That's the deal. All right. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks completely rock. We love Omaha Steaks at the Pags House. I hope I'm having some tonight, to be honest with you. I hope we still have some. If not, I got to go back on the website and get some more. Omaha Steaks is amazing. Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice, stays ready to cook in the freezer for months, and it's all backed by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. This is a family that's been doing it right for more than 100 years, and they've got something really, really great right now. Because they know that you're staying home, you're staying healthy, you're staying safe, and you can do so with the help of Omaha Steaks. They've got something called the Butcher's Bestsellers Grill Pack. Four other butcher's cut filet mignons, four ultra juicy burgers, four savory pork chops. They've got great desserts in there and a whole lot more. Go to omahasteaks.com, put in my keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar and get a special price in this Butcher's Bestsellers package. Plus, you're going to get four more chicken breasts and four more of those delicious burgers absolutely free. OmahaSteaks.com. Put in my name, P-A-G-S, Pags, in the search bar. Click on search and get this great deal today. Let me go back to the phone lines and the time we have remaining. I appreciate you taking that time. It's going to be, let's see here. Jim in Las Vegas. Jim, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to give you my support for the anti-mask, and I'm 100% in favor of no masks. I think this is ridiculous, and Dr. Fauci's an overpaid moron.
Yes. No, I think that we actually looked on the CDC site, and it said Dr. Fauci dash overpaid moron. So I think, you know, you're right. It actually, Carrie, it'd be kind of funny if somebody hacked the site and did that. Now, don't go hack the site.
No,
don't get me wrong.
Do that.
Oh, by the way, somebody hacked the Gab the other night, the Gab social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody hacked it because they've got a page there for Donald J. Trump at Real Donald J. Trump.
Uh-huh.
And it's verified. And what they do is they are putting on there the things that he posts on his website, the things that he releases, the things that he says. And somebody actually hacked that and made a fake release from the former president, the office of the former president or the office of 45, whatever he's calling it in Mar-a-Lago. And it was ridiculous. I'm reading it. I'm going, okay. This is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from the verified account. So people are still very active in trying to do that. Keep that in mind. Now, it's not the whole website wasn't hacked as far as I know, but they were able to hack that one page, which is one that's dedicated to the former president. Let me go back at it and say hello to Bill in San Antonio. Bill, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Pags. How you doing, man?
Living the dream. Talk to me. Come on.
Hey, just a recent transplant from Ohio.
Cool.
We got here about 2 weeks ago. We brought the weather with us.
Yeah, thanks for that, man. What the heck?
Hey, you know, I missed home a little bit for a second.
Gotcha. Talk to me.
Hey, we had our little Hitler up there and Governor DeWine.
Yes.
The whole mask mandate thing. And I've never worn one since the day one, unless I was taking the kids to do something like an amusement park, and I did it for them.
Right.
But I come and go, and I do as I please. I went to vote in person without a mask, and they said, well, we can set you up with a voting booth outside. I said, well, separate and equal is not equal.
Right.
You know, and I just did my own thing. I mean, it's been over a year, no COVID, myself, my wife, my kids, none of that jazz. And I you know, if you go to a place and they tell you to put a mask on, I got a condition. And 9 times out of 10, they'll wave you on. If they say, well, you got to put one on anyways, turn around and leave, who cares?
I'm with you. What's the condition?
Patriotism.
Okay, so if they're good patriots, then you'll put it on?
Well, no. My condition, my health condition.
Oh, you say your health condition is patriotism. I got you. I thought you said you would put it on under one condition. No, you're saying that you won't put it on because of your condition. I got you.
Correct. I love my country. I love my freedom. And I'm glad to be in Texas before you guys close the borders down.
Bill, I got you. And I'm glad that you're here. And we love Ohio, too. We're on all over the place in Ohio. But I'm glad you're here as well. Polo made a good point last break, and I'll bring that up after the top of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. We've also got Burgess Owens next hour, and we've got Jason Smith, both members of the House of Representatives, and both doing good work for America. Make sure you keep it here. Joe Pags Show, coming back.
You're listening to Joe Pags. Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. Halfway through the week on a Wednesday. That is Carrie Lockie. Carrie, what up? The shot I have behind me right now is Sydney Harbour in Australia. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with the internet. I mean, how cool is that I can put that picture up behind me?
That's awesome.
As we're doing the show. I mean, it's just cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
People getting it done. I guess it's a Thursday there in Sydney. Oh, the people want the Running Man. That for you. There's a mask argument in the chat channel right now. Very interesting.
People are so divided on social media over that. That's all my news
feed
is.
It's kind of crazy,
all my
right?
News feed is, yeah.
All right. Let's break that down. Again, welcome to the program. If this is your first hour, welcome. Good to see you. Good to have you along for the ride. Make sure you stop by the website, joepags.com, joepags.com. Follow the social media where you like the best. And we've got the main ones, or the longer ones, the, I guess, mainstream ones, I guess we can call it. It's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Those are all at Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow. On the newer ones, the alternative ones on Gab and Parler and Telegram, Minds, PolitiChatter, it's all Joe Pags, JoePags. If you want it just through one email, just scroll down on my website, joepags.com. Sign up for the Pags Post. You'll get an email Monday through Saturday. And at the end of the day, you're going to get an email. It just tells you what's going on, what's going to be in the Pags Show. Okay? So do me a favor and go check all that out. So Polo and I were talking during a break about 20 minutes ago or so. And he said, you know, I'm hearing from some... Actually, Paul, why don't you fill us in? You said that people are concerned about getting rid of the mask mandate because it might cause a different problem.
Right. So I think it's not a matter of the whole, like, not wearing a mask. It's because most people know that a lot of restaurants, stores, they're probably still going to require it. But the problem is that a lot of these people are going to say, you know, when they go to these stores... And want to walk in without wearing a mask and say, well, the governor said I didn't have to wear one. And then there's going to be that issue like, okay, but we're saying that we want you to. And then there's going to be more of a fight, and it's going to create chaos with that because people are thinking that they can do it when, you know, it, like you've always said, it's up to the store, the restaurant, whatever. It's up to them how they want to do it. And I think that's the fear that people have, because there's going to be more people trying to fight for that and just create more problems. Because, and also the fact that I'm assuming that now that that's out, you can't get in trouble for not wearing a mask. So what would happen to these people who go and try and do that and try and push that limit at the restaurant, at the store, you know, with them knowing that they won't get in trouble with the law?
It's a great question, and I'm going to answer the question, and I think it's a great point that you brought up. I'm more of a black and white guy, not a whole lot of gray area. Some would say not a lot of gray matter either, but I'm very black and white when it comes to here's the mandate, here's what they expect, here's what you have to do. All right, the mandate's off, here's what you can do, that's it. And I don't think to myself, oh, there might be more fights. And I don't think to myself, well, people might try to push the limit, but you're right. You're not wrong. So let's break that down. The mask mandate isn't in place anymore. That means that the government can't now punish you either civilly or criminally. A lot of places try to do criminal punishments. Now it's civil. You get some sort of a fine if you don't wear a mask. But if I have Joe's, you know, taco stand or Joe's taco restaurant or pizza place or whatever, And I put a sign on the door that says mask required, I'm allowed to as a private business owner. It doesn't mean that I'm following a certain law. I'm just making a rule before you walk into my place. It's like when you go to my chat channel. You go there on Twitch, or you go on my Facebook page or on my Twitter or whatever, and I say no profanity. If you're profane, I'll block you or kick you out or whatever. I get to make those rules. Now, what you get to do is say, I'm not going to eat those tacos. I'm not going to eat that pizza. I'm not going to go in his chat channel because I don't like his rules. You know what I mean? And if people go in and say, hey, you say I have to wear a mask. I'm a free, liberated, patriotic American. I don't want to wear a mask. You have to let me in because the governor got rid of the mandate. That's actually not true. That's literally not true. If the business says you have to wear the mask, you have to wear the mask if you want to partake. If you don't want to wear a mask, then you don't have to go in there. That's really up to them. Now, because of the way we deal with capitalism and you know, the free exchange of commerce, if you decide to have a mask mandate and the vast majority of those who would be your customers don't now go and partake in whatever your wares are, your whatever you're selling, your product or your service, and you're going to go out of business if you continue to have a mask mandate when the majority of people who wanted to go and partake don't want to wear masks. You now have a decision to make. you now have a decision to make. Either leave the mask mandate and go out of business, or get rid of the mask mandate and then have your business come back in. This is the same argument I always made about smoking. And Paula, you make a good point. I want to disabuse anybody out there thinking because the mask mandate is gone, you can now go inside and start a fight with somebody. That's really not the case. You can't do that. You cannot go in there and start a fight. You cannot say the governor said this, so therefore you must that. Let me give you my example when it comes to smoking. I don't like that governments have told businesses, proprietors of businesses, that they are not allowed to have smoking in their businesses. Well, because of secondhand smoke and because the servers this and that, you don't have a right to work there. And if you're afraid of secondhand smoke, don't go there with your family. That's really what I believe. Don't go there with your family. I think that the government should stay out of my business. And I, as the proprietor, should be able to say, we allow smoking here. Now it's up to you, the consumer, to decide if you want to come and buy my pizza or my tacos or get a massage, whatever the service happens to be as well. You now have that decision. You, as a free liberated American, have the right to say, I'm going to allow it here. You, as a free liberated American, have the right to say, I am going to or not going to go in there. I think the government should be able to say, you must put up a sign that says we smoke here or we don't. This way I'm an informed citizen and consumer. If I'm informed before I walk in and it said we smoke our faces off in this place and I complain about you smoking, it's on me. I'm the idiot. I actually accepted your rules. But it is not up to me to say, hey, you actually warned me that there's smoking in here. I walked in, smelled secondhand smoke, and I got lung cancer, and I'm going to blame you. Oh, BS, you were warned. You knew we smoked here. But no, instead, the government wants to take care of me and tell me we can't smoke inside that business. Because I said so, I'm the government. I'm your overlord. No, we should be able to make that decision ourselves. Same thing with the masks. If I decide that I'm going to require masks, I'm taking, because of the free market, free enterprise system in which we live, I'm taking the chance of losing a lot of business. If I decide I'm not going to have a mask, and I warn right there, we don't wear masks here. Enter at your own risk. If you don't feel comfortable without masks, don't come in here. It's kind of simple. And you still go in and you get COVID, that's on you. We should be able to, as free liberated Americans, make the decision to partake if we want to consume if we want to buy the service if we want to. And if we end up, if there's something that we were warned about that we end up getting ourselves in trouble with anyway, that's on us. I want the government out of my business. But back to the original thought process. If the personal, the private business, the private proprietor-owned business says you have to wear a mask before you walk in here, you have to. You don't get to walk in, not wear a mask, and argue with them. You don't. Because, and I think, Paul, you said, well, what's to stop them? Because the state law says you're not going to be in trouble. Yes, you are. If you're trespassing and not following my rules. If you trespass, that's against the law. If I say, hey, to shop here, to eat here, to work here, to do this here, you must, in fact, wear a mask. And I say, screw you. I'm going to sit here and have my dinner with my family. I'm not wearing a mask. You call the police and you get removed for trespassing. It's that simple. I don't know. I don't think that that's complicated, right? Does that make sense? But I mean, Paul, you're right. People are going to argue and they're going to try to fight it and say, I'm free and I'm liberated. And the governor said no more mask. But at the end of the day, what I just said is verifiably, true by the law.
Oh, I mean, I agree with you. And I can see that that's how it'll get handled. But I guess my thing is that if you're at a store, that's, you're assuming that, I guess the cops or security or whatever is going to be there instantly, which might not be the case, especially if right. This kind of thing's happening throughout. I mean, everywhere, it's not going to be easily policed. You know what I mean? So, and with all the stuff that's been going on for what, almost a year now, I've been out there. You know what I mean? I go wherever I have to go to, and I've worn the mask, so I've seen this stuff happen. Or even, right. Even when, like when it first started off, I'd see people, being real combative, at stores and yelling and you name it. So that's why I'm saying now that they're removing this mandate, I could definitely see it becoming even more of an issue. And then it's going to make people feel even more uncomfortable, to be at places because they're going to have that fear of, somebody losing it at one of these stores or restaurants, and then things getting out of hand. So,
to answer the initial concern, which is a valid one, because the governor takes off the mask mandate, it doesn't mean you can go in anywhere you want where there is a mask mandate and tell them, no, the governor said I don't have to. That's not what opening Texas is. It's now up to the individual businesses to decide if they want to open up as well. If they're smart, they will. If they want to make money, they will. If they want to serve the entirety of the clientele, they will reopen and they'll take off the mask mandate. If they decide not to, now it's up to us as consumers to make that decision. It's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It is the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com for your hump day. Burgess Owens at the bottom of the hour, the representative from the great state of Utah. We talk about what the left is trying to do. I also want to know, how are they treating you there? And the push for reparations, what's up with that? By the party that actually did all the bad stuff to black people in our history. That's very, very strange. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. He's at the bottom of the hour, so about 10 minutes from now. It is going to be Marty in Yakima. Marty, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, is it only in the movies that there are restaurants that won't allow you in without a tie and a jacket?
No, that's true. I mean, you have the right to make that.
Specifically, a golf course here in town. It won't let you play without wearing a collared shirt, like a polo shirt or a button-up.
Yep, they have the right to set a dress code, absolutely.
And so, you know, I guess a mask could be considered part of a dress code?
100%. They have every right to do that. What they can't do is they can't say, well, you're black, so you can't come here, or you're Christian and you can't come here. They can't do that, but they can set a dress code, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm word for word with you when you spoke the thing about wearing a mask or choosing not to wear a mask. I'm right with you. No vaccination. And no mask unless it's absolutely required to go where I absolutely need to go.
1,000%, my man. Marty, thank you. Yeah, I wasn't wearing a mask at all, as you know, and I would put a gaiter on. The gaiter is that thing that goes over your whole head, and then you pull it down around your neck, then you pull just a part of it over your face. And I put that on because Gia had some sort of a cheer exposition, some sort of a cheer, something was going on. And I wanted to go and see it, and that was required for me to go in there to see my daughter cheer. I'm like, okay, well, this is not the fight I want to have. I'm going to put this on, and I'm going to go to do that. I am wearing a mask now, well, not right now, but I wear a mask when I walk into Man at Mittness, and I take it off almost immediately when I'm in there. It's very strange. You just have to, like, show the mask and have it on for a second, and then you go and work out, and you put it on when you walk out and say, okay, have a good day. Then you take it off again when you walk out the door. And again, I don't think that this is doing anything to help stop the spread. Because, Carrie, when I'm there at the gym, here's what I actually do. You're going to find this crazy, right?
What?
Before we lift any weights and before we touch the machine, we wipe it down with antibacterial, and then we do our hands with the lotion.
That's
and
good.
Then we work out, and then we wipe it down afterwards, too. So we're wiping before and after and in between, and the next person should be doing the same thing. So the mask isn't saving me from anything. We're saving ourselves from any sort of bacteria or COVID by doing that. Why isn't that enough? Why do we have to have this placebo, this thing on our face to make it look like we're doing something more? It's weird.
I don't know. I think it makes a lot of people feel better.
Before the show, don't tell anybody, as I was setting up the shot, I saw you. You were wiping down the studio.
Yes.
Duh.
Yeah.
And guess what? You don't have to wear a mask the whole show now because you just did antibacterial and antiviral and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem? Put that mask on. It's going to make us all feel better. To me, it's kind of nuts. But don't get confused, people. I want to make sure that we really, really bring home the point. You don't have the right to walk into a business and punch the owner in the face because he wants you to wear a mask. Don't do that. You don't have the right. But also, guess what? And this is going to boggle your mind. Paul, you ready for this angle of it?
Sure.
The people who are going up to those not wearing masks and yelling at them and starting fights are assaulting them. And if they touch them, they're battering them. And that's against the law. If there's a question about what's going on and somebody isn't wearing a mask in a place where you think masks are required, it is not up to you the citizen to go correct the problem. It's up to you to go tell the owner, and the owner then can take some action. And that action generally is to ask them to put a mask on, ask them to leave, and if they don't, you call the police. You don't have the right to punch somebody because they're not wearing a mask. And, Paula, the shame of it is I probably had to say that, didn't I?
Probably. I mean, I don't think it's going to do a whole lot, but yes.
Hopefully it will. I mean, we've seen videos out of Staten Island, New York, and other places where they're literally about to go to fisticuffs because one citizen is telling another citizen what they have to do. And I'm here to tell you that's not the right way to get it done. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Back at it. Line one is MJ. MJ, what's going on?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm concerned that I work for a local business in Texas, and we're a store. We have customers come in. And I'm so worried my company is going to say, you got to keep the mask. And they're doing that because they're scared of cancel culture and people saying, hey, you're not wearing masks. This is horrible. And so they're just keeping it because they think that's better, when I personally don't think it's better. I want to get rid of the mask. I want to stop wearing the mask. But then they're still keeping it on because they think that's what people want.
I mean, did they literally say that to you, or are you assuming it?
I'm assuming. We haven't gotten the official word on what our company is going to do, which I'm guessing is why there's like a week lapse in this time frame of Governor Abbott saying it versus it going live.
Very interesting. Again, if the company still required it, I would go to the boss and I'd ask, why are we requiring it when our state said it's safe? Why are we requiring it? And if it is just for the looks of it, and by the way, they're allowed to mandate it, but you're also allowed as an employee to question it. I mean, not to the point where you get fired, but you can question it and say, hey, why are we doing this? Because at least half the people out there haven't used us for the past year because of this stupid mask thing. So maybe we could just follow the science and follow what Abbott says and not do it. I mean, are you in a position where you can say that or not so much?
I will say it because I truly believe it. And I think it's horrible for us not to be able to see each other's faces. You know, I work in the food service industry, and I even have restaurant customers telling me, well, we're still going to keep the mask mandate in place for our employees.
Right.
And I'm sitting here thinking, this is crazy. Like, once you sit at a table, you can take your mask off. So now even restaurants are thinking still, I will keep the mask for having to come in the building and walk around the building. So I'm already hearing customers and business owners say, well, we're keeping it in place for now.
I'm just worried
about this trickle-down effect.
The whole thing is very odd. We should be so ready to take the masks off. MJ, I appreciate you. Send me an email and fill me in some more. Maybe tell me what the business is. I'd like to know. But at the end of the day, we should all be so ready to take the masks off. And not so many are used to it. That's half the problem. Don't be used to it. Wearing a mask is not normal unless you're a doctor or some other medical professional. It is not normal to be walking around with a mask on as you go to the gym or to the beach or as you get in the car. Like Nick Searcy said yesterday, you know, they're like a husband and wife who are on the treadmill next to each other at the gym, and they're both wearing masks, and they're together, and they sleep in the same bed, and they're protecting each other from themselves as they work out, which makes no sense. All right, we come back. Burgess Owens right here, Joe Pags Show.
Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you along for the ride. It's the Joe Pags Show. Thanks a lot for being here. So glad to have back District 4 Republican, the great state of Utah. Friend of mine, former Super Bowl champion, Burgess Owens. Burgess, how are you? It's Owens with an S, Joe, at the end. Go ahead.
Yes, Joe. Great and good talk with you again, my friend. I really always look forward to this. So,
if people could hear our conversations before we start, I mean, they're actually pretty good. They're pretty good. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to record that sometime and let them hear it.
All the important things like staying in shape, losing weight, all that stuff.
That's really right. I'm totally and it turns out I lost 4 pounds just, you know, in the setup for the shot, which is kind of interesting. All right, let's get into what you're facing. I want to start from where I think people want it. They want to know this. You're now in the swamp, and I felt a certain different, I don't know, you're such a positive guy. And before we started today, you sort of were shaking your head going, man, these people. It's a different world, isn't it, Burgess? Just fill us in on walking into the house, how you're being treated, and what it's like.
Okay. Well, let me say this. I always like to start off with saying thank you to the American people. They did something collectively that I'm not sure if they're aware how powerful it was. They flipped 15 seats. They made sure that we didn't lose any incumbents this last year. So right. What has it done? Given us the smallest margin we've ever had, well, since World War II, from what I understand. So what does that mean for us as they continue to bring these radical left policies to the plate? They have moderates who really want to be around in the next 2 years. And they know they can't just go hard left and survive. So it's going to force many of those moderates, quote moderates, to come to the middle and really start working for we the people. Right now we're seeing policies that are so crazy radical that you wonder if they're thinking anything past the next 2 years. So I feel hopeful that, number one, American people are listening. The other thing is this, Joe, we need to see a contrast occasionally, and we do it in life. In other words, we have tough times, we appreciate the good times. What we're going to be seeing in the next couple of years is what it really does look like to have this hard left Marxism that we've been talking about for a long time, and good people can start to see how it feels. It's right. It's no longer hypothetical. When I talk about the importance of school choice, the importance of having the ability to go to church, to have our kids have businesses open without regulation. So we're seeing the benefit, the downside of when that is not available to us. And we can now see as we start talking about these two different visions, which way we should go to make sure we get back to the American dream.
Burgess, how are you being treated when you walked in there as a conservative from Utah, happens to be a black dude? How do you get treated by the House? Are they looking down on you, or do you feel like you're being treated fairly?
Fairly, because at the end of the day, it's all about ideas. And the great thing about the Republican Party, we are a party of ideas. We're a party that looks at, we do our best to look at each other inside out, not outside in. That's why we're not talking this racism stuff that the left continues to talk about, because we represent American people who are so far past that. We just want the very best character around us. We want people that believe in our values.
Right.
That's who we gravitate to. It doesn't matter what their cultural background is. So the party itself, it will always maintain that. That's why we're drawn to these conservative values. Of course, we just haven't had a chance to interact a lot with the Democrats. I'm hoping to find someone on the other side that truly, again, wants to make sure that American people's values are represented, and not the party of the hard left that wants to take power in every way they can. And I look forward to finding those guys on that side that will help to get us there.
District 4 Republican, the great state of Utah, it's Burgess Owens, just a great guy, and we've become friends over the years. Thank you for that. Now, we have to work out together when we're in the same town together. I think you probably run circles around me, but I'm doing pretty good in the gym.
I'm a master at the elliptical. Just keep that in mind.
I'm the weightlifter guy. I'll send you a video. I'm that guy. Yeah, I'm the big heavy weightlifter guy. All right, so we'll come back to racism in a second, because I think you brought up a very good point. But let me ask you about CPAC and the speech by former President Trump. How'd you feel about that? And how do you like it going forward with him still saying, look, I'm still going to be the leader of this party?
What President Trump did, and there, of course, there are those who didn't like his personality. What I loved about President Trump, he was very positive. He was pro-American. He talked about the American dream, and they put together policies that allow more Americans to experience that dream than ever before. Blacks, Hispanics, Asian, women, veterans, more 400% increase in black business ownership. Those are things that we gravitate to. We gravitate to the light. So I was very upbeat CPAC.
It was.
The conservatism, it comes out, and that goes up against the dourness, the divisiveness, the darkness of the left. And we don't drift toward that process. So I feel we don't know yet how it's going to end with whether he's going to run or not. One thing's going to happen for sure. I think Republicans and Democrats will have more and more conversations over the next 18 months because of policies being put together right now by President Biden that's doing nothing but bringing people misery.
Right.
It's bipartisan misery, Joe. And I tell you what, I don't care who you are, whether it be on a Democrat or Republican side, we want to have jobs. We want our kids going back to school. We want to know that we're getting the vaccines. We move on to normality versus giving it to illegals coming across the border. By the way, I don't know if you read this, but they just yesterday allowed 108 illegals into our country that tested positive for COVID.
What the heck?
And they
heck,
just let
man?
Them through.
What are
they
we
tested
doing?
Them, they put them on the bus, and then they let them through.
Wow.
What? How does that make any sense
it doesn't.
To anyone who's dealing with this? So that's what I have to recognize.
Well, Burgess, I got to ask you this. Who do you think is running the country? I'm not being funny. Joe Biden signed 40-plus executive orders in the first few days he was in office. At one point, you could hear him say, I'm not sure what I'm signing. He gives speeches where he's not lucid. He loses his place. He said Sheila Jackson Lee's name wrong, called her Shirley, called somebody else Pellegrini or something. Her name wasn't that at all. And then he actually said, what am I doing? What am I saying? I'm going to lose my place here. Who do you think's pulling the strings? Because there's a very radical progressive agenda that is being put forth. I don't think he's the one doing it. What do you think's going on here?
I don't know who's pulling the strings, but it's not him. I mean, he's been around long enough, 40 plus years.
Yeah.
To know, have some sort of vision of how the politics works. Whoever's pulling the strings right now is someone who's total radical left who has no clue of the impact this has on people.
Right.
They have no idea that the American people don't like being bullied. They don't like to be coddled. And we don't definitely like to be pushed in a way that we're going to be getting to misery. So whoever's doing it has no vision past this process. And this is what I want American people to recognize. It's going to work out. We're going to end up having these conversations. And at the end of the day, in 2 years, we'll get back to the House. We'll undo some of this mess. But if you can just make sure you're getting engaged. Our biggest power at the ground level is at school boards. It's local elections. Let's make sure we're taking advantage of this time. Let's pull back from the big dreams of just not having to worry about this stuff and thinking that the Congress will do it. And let's make sure we, the people, are engaged and making a difference here. We do that, believe in the next 2 years will be a renaissance for all of us, and we'll begin to understand truly what the foundation of our nation is all about. It's dreaming, the dream power of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
You're so right. It's Burgess Owens, District 4 Republican, great state of Utah. You're so right. School boards, city councils, mayors, county judges, county executives, you've got to do something different and make sure that your voice is being heard. Otherwise, once they get power, they forget about you and do their own bidding. And it gets to be very, very stupid. Go ahead.
And Joe, and if I can say this, this is what's happened over the years. We are people that dream our dreams. We go out there, we build our businesses, our family, we take our vacation. We live this bubble of freedom, not realizing the left are like little termites.
Yeah.
The hard left are nothing but termites. They are focused on making sure they get into the underbelly of our society. Those safe spaces, education, the media, entertainment, and they do their thing to divide us. We now have never do they think that we'll use NFL, NBA to divide us the way we have. How have they done it? Let's take away the flag. Let's take away the national anthem. Let's talk about our country as if it was never been a good country. And all of a sudden, it's not the game anymore. It's us dividing, being divided around something the past brought us together.
Right.
We have to make sure that we're being engaged at the ground level. Moms and dads, now's your time to make sure your kids are being represented in these schools. I'll be honest with you. These labor unions is nothing but political child abuse. What they're doing to our kids, no one should stand for that. I don't know personally how moms and dads can sit back and let these people do this to our kids, keep them out of school, make sure they're getting falling behind, getting these mental issues that we don't know how quick it's going to come out of this. We cannot stand aside and trust people who care more about power than we, the people. We
have to
make sure we're taking the active part of this.
You said moms and dads, but that's a problem because Black Lives Matter doesn't want a mom and a dad. They want to break up the Western nuclear family. They don't care about dads because, of course, government's supposed to be dad. We can get into that in earnest next time. But Burgess, I got to ask you about this whole reparations thing. I'm not sure I understand. Does Oprah, who's worth $1 billion, does she get reparations? Does Michael Jordan, who's worth $1 billion, does he get it? Does Bob Johnson get reparations? What do you do to the black folks in America? The first millionaire who was a woman in America was a black lady back in the day. What do you do with them, those who have achieved, those who have seen equal opportunity? What, do you really go back to 1865 and start handing out a check to everybody, depending on the color of their skin? Where are you on that?
Well, Joe, you're using critical thinking skills. You're asking
the
question,
the problem.
Why?
Yeah.
And that's a problem because none of this makes any sense. Anybody who knows our history knows you can't do that because we've had so much success. In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was the black community as a whole that was leading the country to growth in the middle class, men matriculated from college, men committed to marriage, percentage of entrepreneurs. So there's no excuse to put us as victims. No, what they're doing is very simply this. It's unfair. It's heartless. They want to get people who could not think, who trust them, to just be angry, to expect things that's never going to happen, so to get power. They will always make these promises of the panacea that they'll bring to us because what they do very simply, you take away God, you take away the family, and you take away capitalism, you take away every sense of self-sufficiency that goes against their narrative. They want to be God. They want to be the end-all. And if we have something that's given us this idea of freedom, that we can work ourselves out of any situation, it takes away their power. So, no, it is heartless. It's a lie. It's what they do to bring misery to anyone. Take away the American dream Allow them to think that they are the answers, and eventually they're going to be disappointed and angry at somebody. And of course, what they do at that point, they point to us as being the problem.
Well, Burgess, we had a black president for 8 years. We've got a black vice president now who's a female. I mean, really? Are we still complaining that that things aren't, at least opportunity-wise, more equal or more balanced? Look, are there issues? Yeah, there are issues. But do you think the black community as a whole realizes that the party that's pushing reparations and the party that's pushing this narrative is the same party that did all the bad stuff? Do you think the black community knows that? Are they starting to wake up to that?
They're beginning to wake up, and it happened because the last 4 years, I just talked about the positive things that happened when people experienced the American dream.
Yes.
There's not an accident that 18% of black men voted for Trump, the highest ever. That double amount of black women, the highest number of Hispanics and gays and you name it, Asians. We're getting it. And that's what scares the left. That's why, by the way, they can't wait to bring more illegals into this country, because those are the folks that can come here and take from our system, because they've not been trained to think about the American way. They will again get on the dole, and that's where they get their votes. That's where they're planning on getting their votes for. They're anxious and they're panicking, and that's why they're so fast into this process that it makes no sense. But no, at the end of the day, it comes down to this, Joe. We're talking more. The most powerful three words in the history of mankind are "we the people."
Right.
And we start talking, even if we're on different sides of the aisle, we have the same end game. It's going to be very obvious. Our enemy is not us. It's the hard left. It's the Marxists, the socialists. There's always been dividing us and using misery as a political strategy. And believe me, once we wake up to that, they lose big time.
They hate that we're talking. No, you're right. If we talk, we're not divided anymore. Then we understand that we're very alike and we agree on most things. Then we could argue about a couple of things. They don't want us talking. That's the deal. Divide us and conquer us. One last question for U.S. Congressman Burgess Owens, District 4 Republican, great state of Utah. And that question has to be H.R. 1. They want to change on a federal level how federal elections are done. And this is something that will usurp all of the power that the states have, all of the rights that we think we have as far as voting, and we'll have no way to verify that the votes that are being counted actually should be counted. What are your thoughts on this? And do you think the Senate will kill it?
Well, that's the reason why they're pushing it, because they recognize that they're losing every other way. By the way, Utah got it right. Texas got it right.
Yeah.
If they want to get it right, we know how to do it. And that should always be done at a local level. Matter of fact, it's constitutional. It's done at a local level. So I'm not sure how it's going to work out in the Senate so far. They have the numbers. They have a vice president that can actually pull that lever. Here's the deal, though. We have a Supreme Court. And as much as we might be disappointed in some of the things, we still have a very conservative Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And they're not going to allow, I think it's the 10th Amendment, I believe it is.
It is.
They're not going to allow us to trample these guys, these leftists, to trample our rights by taking away the power of we the people and putting it up to them. It's not going to happen. So just know that we have 2 years. I just hope those who are listening, pay attention, be engaged, be patient with our friends on the other side. Let them experience what's going to happen the next couple of years. And believe me, they'll come to you if you're being nice, if you're being patient. They will come and start asking questions as the jobs go away, the kids can't go to school, all the things that's happening right now, it becomes very obvious. Let's be that person they can come to and talk about. And then when they go to the polls in 2022, they'll vote for our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, which is only in the Republican Party at this point.
Burgess, always great to talk to you. Let's not be strangers. And again, we got to throw some weights around next time we're anywhere near each other. But listen, I appreciate the hard work, and I've been watching very closely you on these committees. What you're saying is perfect, and you are an America First guy. I'm so proud of you that you're in that office. And 2022 is going to be interesting. Let's talk a lot before that, okay?
Look forward to it, Joe. Anytime, my friend.
Always appreciate having the U.S. Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk soon. We're back after this. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-Dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
I appreciate you stopping by. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Burgess Owens always makes a great amount of sense when we have him on. We appreciate him coming on again. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about Super Beats. Super Beats, awesome. Love me some Super Beats. You can do the powder in the morning. You do that. You can do the Super Beats soft chews throughout the day. They've also got Super Grapes now, another flavor. And it's just about getting that energy back. It's about not being fatigued all day. It's about restoring the nitric oxide in your bloodstream So you've got better blood flow, better circulation. Your blood pressure is better in check. And your cardiovascular health is really what you're talking about here. Superbeats, again, easy in the morning, or take Superbeats Chews with you, the heart chews, in your purse, in your gym bag, in your console in the car, have them at the office, whatever. Anytime, anywhere, get the blood pressure support you need, the energy you want. Do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Superbeats soft chews. Get your Superbeats Chews today by going to joelovesbeats.com. When you buy two bags, they're going to throw in a third bag for free. That's joelovesbeats.com. Get a free bag of Superbeats heart chews when you purchase two. That's joelovesbeats.com. Get that done right now. You know, it's always a special deal when you get this. AJ!
Big time Motown, Joe Pag.
Talk to me, my brother. What's going on?
Man, that Burgess Owens is a bad man. Bad man. Is.
He's a good guy. We love Burgess.
Hey, but Motown, I got the old lady. She want to know one thing.
Yeah.
She want to know who's going to open up the Social Security offices. Is it Greg Abbott or the president? Which one of them going to say open it up since our governor opened up Texas? Which one said? I want her to hear you.
Social Security is a federally run office. The offices are in the state of Texas. So one would think Texas would have the right to tell them to not mandate masks. But guess what? I think the federal government will be. I don't know which side you're on, AJ, and I don't get you mad at me, but the federal government will tell them probably to continue to require masks.
That's what she's saying. She's saying the president needs to open up the Social Security office.
Yes, I agree. I agree. The president has to do. The federal government will be able to control that. Just like a federal courthouse, the federal government would be the ones to say you do or don't need to wear a mask. So unfortunately, I think that you're probably still going to have to wear a mask to go into the Social Security office.
The federal government does.
The Health and Human Services probably for Social Security, but somebody in the federal government.
The thing of it is, Motown,
yeah.
And she's saying,
yeah.
We always talk about race stuff, but
yeah.
Will you tell her who do the most talking about race things and why we comment on race a lot?
Oh, the racist party has forever been the Democrat Party. They did all the racist stuff. AJ, I love you. Got to run. I don't know. I'm helping solve an argument, I think, for AJ and his mom or his wife or somebody. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pag Show. The Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It is the Joe Pag Show. Pleasure to have you along for the ride. I don't know, Carol, if I'm feeling it today.
No, I think you should play it.
Really?
Yes.
Can you see the scene behind me? You can't, can
no,
you?
No, I cannot.
It is the surf in Hawaii, and it just looks amazing.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Now, keep in mind, next week I'll be doing the show from Hawaii, from our affiliate KHVH, out there in Hawaii. What?
No, you're not. What? No, you're not. No, I don't believe
you.
I don't believe you.
Sam, we ready to go Hawaii next week?
I'm already packed, so.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. No, look, Carrie, we'll connect with you.
So you're going to stay in your hotel room, but you have to quarantine for like, 14 days. So.
No, that doesn't apply to talk show hosts.
Oh, I didn't know that. There's a special stipulation
that says if you don't bring the girl, then you can just do whatever you want.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sure. It's the Joe Pag Show on a Wednesday. Whatever. Rob over my chat room said, why don't you mix it up and play a different Bon Jovi song?
No, because
this
Wednesday.
One says halfway there.
Yes.
I mean, this is week. The middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't get it. Mm.
Really, Rob? I'm just giving you a hard time. He did say that. No, it was because it's halfway there. It's the only way I would play this liberal dork from New Jersey on my show. Be honest with you. Have you seen the Bon Jovi things where he pretends that he's like the bar hop and then he ends up singing karaoke with the people?
I have seen that. Yeah. Yep.
You believe in it? You buy in it?
I don't know. The reaction seemed pretty genuine and pretty surprised when they figure out that, hey, that's John Bon Jovi. I think they're cute.
I'm not buying it.
No?
I think it's fake. Hmm. Now, I don't know that. It's just my opinion. Have you seen, Sam, you live on YouTube. Have you seen this? Where Bon Jovi's in the bar and they're singing Bon Jovi karaoke and then he starts singing with them?
I've seen a little bit of it and it just screams fake to me.
Thank you.
How do you not know?
Thank you. Polo, anything? You ever see those?
No, I don't think I've seen those.
Polo, generally speaking, doesn't float around the YouTube looking for Bon Jovi karaoke parodies.
I mean, hey, I like Bon Jovi, but I mean, I've never seen that. The only thing I've ever seen is where he was at a wedding and I think they convinced him to like sing along or something like that. But
yeah, he was actually there, yeah. Right? And it was actually him not hiding. This is where he's supposed to be like the guy who goes around the porter, cleans up the bar and stuff. And then as they're singing Bon Jovi songs, they just happen to be singing Bon Jovi karaoke. He starts singing with them and they're like, first they're giving him a look like, why are you singing with us? You're just the bar guy. And then he's like, he starts peeling his stuff off. I don't know, Carrie, if they developed it longer, I might believe it. I didn't believe it.
Okay. Well, that's
you believed it because you're a fan of this idiot. And, and that's probably what it is.
Okay.
What I was surprised about, cause he almost made a mistake. And did you see the one scene? Mm. He almost accidentally took off his toupee. And I was like, that would have been funny. Now, that would have been good stuff.
No toupee.
No, he took off his fake beard, and he was going right for the toupee, and he's like, I thought I was at home.
That's real.
You know, he's bald. Man, bald.
Okay.
Oh, they moved the camera shot. Now there's like a big palm tree over my right shoulder. What the heck are we talking about here? Why don't you ever turn on the camera? You can actually see this. That's actually very cool.
Oh, all I can see
what
is
a great
myself,
shot. I feel like doing like a hula dance now. Mm. How great that is.
I bet it looks nice.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Yes, we've got to talk about serious stuff, even with the fun happening. All right, so we talked earlier, we alluded to this, that there was some sort of release on the border of people who have COVID-19. Do you have a story on this and why the heck we would do something like that?
Mm-hmm. From the Blaze, migrants who have traveled to the United States and claimed asylum are being released into the general population, even if they test positive for the coronavirus. President Joe Biden promised to dismantle many of his predecessors' immigration policies, including the controversial edict that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while the requests are processed by the immigration court system. The Trump administration's policy was a response to an Obama administration policy that allowed asylum seekers to be released while their cases were adjudicated. Many migrants then slipped into the shadows. Biden announced last month tens of thousands of migrant asylum seekers would receive permission to enter the U.S. where they would then be released. Asylum seekers will be released with notices to appear in court in cities close to or in their final destinations, typically with family, administration officials said. Biden has made good on his promises. However, many of the migrant asylum seekers being processed in Brownsville, Texas, for example, are being released despite having tested positive for COVID-19, according to NBC News. While Noticia del Mundo Investiga was at the Brownsville station where the city was administering rapid tests to migrants, multiple asylum seekers who had tested positive for COVID-19 admitted they were still traveling to their final destinations. And those locations included North Carolina, Maryland, New Jersey, and other cities in Texas. And Felipe Romero, a spokesman for the city of Brownsville, said the city instructs migrants who test positive for COVID-19 to quarantine, but that city officials do not have the authority to prevent the migrants from traveling farther. Additionally, Romero revealed that more than 6% of migrants tested by Brownsville have tested positive for COVID-19.
Simple question to those who are watching and listening. Simple question. Forget about illegal immigrants coming in. I'm not asking you about illegal immigrants specifically. I'm asking you about, or not about illegal immigration generically or generally. Let me ask you specifically about these illegal aliens that are coming in. And if you're somehow put off by me calling them illegal aliens, too bad. They are, in fact, illegal aliens. That is the legal term, Alien just means you're not from there, and they came here illegally. It is not a cut down. It is a, it's actually a governmental term, although the Biden administration says you can't say it anymore. I think you got to say undocumented something or other, which doesn't make any sense. In other words, if they had documents and came across the border illegally, they would be okay then. That's not true. So calling them undocumented something or other, that doesn't make any sense either. But let's talk specifically about these people. The people who are coming across, who are doing so illegally, and we know they have COVID. Are we okay with that? Really? I mean, really? Carrie, I just sent you a picture. Now, they moved the shot so that you don't see the palm tree in this one. There's literally some guy surfing behind me right now as I'm looking at it, live in the 808.
Wow, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Wish I were
be there. Be next week. Yep. Yep, I will connect with you via the technology.
And, okay.
But I probably, I'm actually thinking about, honestly, because people don't know this about me, I was a champion surfer. And
when? In what life?
What?
In what dream? What do you mean? No, you were not a champion surfer. No.
Why is that funny to
nobody's
you?
Nobody's believing that. I'm built like a surfer, obviously.
First of all, I'm built like a surfer. I was basically brought up on a boogie board. And then I just went to surfing after that.
No, I think Why don't you believe this? You're lying.
Why don't you believe that?
Because I know. Yeah, you're not a surfer. I'm not the surfer dude type.
I'm thinking about because we actually have very portable technology now. I can probably, while surfing, do the show.
That may be a little hard.
Wouldn't that be cool? Thinking.
It would, be cool.
Be cool, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Don't know how long
don't be
lasts,
jelly. That's a nice shot, isn't it?
I'm
going to work on your monitor if I ever decide to go near your studio and deal with the cooties. We should make it so you can put whatever I have in my monitor can be on yours.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something?
Something like that. Yeah.
Because technology works so well in your studio already. Polo's already shaking.
Really? Yeah. He's probably right. That would never work.
What, Polo? What are you doing? Like, what's the issue?
Why are you going to go and tinker with stuff and just ruin it?
Come on.
I mean, just
I'll
be
tinker
grateful
with it,
that
set it up and then leave.
There right now. So, come on.
There you go. There you go. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. A serious topic, obviously, is those coming here illegally with COVID-19 and Biden going, you know, whatever. Come on in. You guys are good. Again, I'm not asking you about illegal immigration. I'm firm in my belief that people should immigrate here legally. That's really not even a hard question. Even, you know, Hispanics in South Florida and Hispanics in the Rio Grande Valley voted for Trump in the last election in larger numbers than we've ever seen because they are much happier with a border that's secure. So that's not the question. That's a dumb argument. The argument has to be, I don't care if you're liberal. I prefer you being liberal if you call in right now. Do you really want COVID-19 patients coming across the border and staying here by some sort of an executive fiat or dictation from Biden or whoever's running the show in Washington? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks a lot. It is the Joe Pags Show for your Wednesday. Carrie, can you believe it's March 3rd already? What's that?
I know.
March 3rd?
It's going by so fast.
How did that happen?
I know.
What the? You know what I'm saying?
I know. I know what you're saying.
I mean, it was just the beginning of the year, was it not?
It was. It seemed like yesterday. Now it's March already.
I don't get it. I think that they need to slow it down. Why is it that when we were kids, it seemed like the school year took forever?
As you get older,
work day took forever.
Time goes much
faster.
That's it.
Just flying right by.
I know.
I woke up, and although I have the body of a 30-year-old, I'm 54. What the? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with all that, right?
I don't know what you mean. Not necessarily. What do
you
mean?
Oh, so you can't believe I'm that old? I'm with you. I agree.
No, the body of a 30-year-old and
you
know,
I agree.
54.
What's that? I didn't say that. I might have thought it, but I didn't
say it. You did say it. You just
well,
said
but why
it.
Why would you be rude? Why can't you say that,
we
you know, you're pretty good
it.
Shape for an old guy? Why can't you do something like that? I mean,
we all heard what you said.
whatever. Oh, yeah, well, even though I like your hair up like that, you're a stupid face. So there you go. So I got you back.
Thank you. You got me back. All right.
Saying? Mm-hmm. I had to get you back. I got you good. Mm-hmm. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Hey, good news, people. We've got COVID-19 positive illegal aliens coming into the country. Woo! How do you really feel about that? Do not give me some generic, I think the border, blah, blah, blah. I want to talk about this act by the so-called president of the United States, who is not calling the shots, by the way. I want to know what you guys think. Line one. Scott, Wyoming, talk to me.
Joe, I don't know what to think about these imported people that the Democrats are bringing into the country. It's mind-boggling to me that he's letting them in, yet we have to have a fence around the Capitol to keep American citizens out. Beat me if necessary, but WTF is going on with this. I just...
That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right, Scott?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, Joe?
Yeah.
In spite of the fact that Carrie has her blanket on, we all love the white chocolate voiced by your better half on the show.
Oh, come on, play. The song needs to play.
Come on, dude. Push the button.
You earned it, Scott. You earned it.
Thank you, Scott.
But I don't think you're the white chocolate voice, are you?
No, just chocolate voice. Out of the white.
Well, actually, I mean, it fits. You are, because you are white as hell. I mean, you are really white. I mean, when they're talking about white, they're like, I don't like to people not drink a Coke. They're actually complaining about the white person who is as white as you are. So maybe he was onto something.
I'm not that white. No.
Can I just say this? Scott is a huge PAGS peep over in my channel, the chat channel. And let me say this. They all are really concerned about your temperature all the time.
I'm telling you, I've been trying not to have my poncho in every shot, but I couldn't handle it anymore today. It's super cold in here.
I mean, can we just clear something up, though? Do I have anything to do with the temperature in your room where you are?
No, you have nothing to do with it.
So they're blaming me. Get her a space heater. Buy her some more clothes. Tell her to eat a burger. You know, I mean, I'm like, I have nothing to do with it.
No, he doesn't. No, he has no control.
Now, let me ask
you
this. Have you talked to somebody who does have some control and asked them, can you please turn it up a little bit?
I've asked certain people, but apparently they're not the people that control the thermostat around here.
Well, who's the overlord of the thermostat?
I'm not even really sure. I don't know.
I think it's Polo. Polo, why aren't you hooking her up? I mean, what's up?
I have no control of that.
You're actually wearing like a sweater or a hoodie too. And you're never cold. Are you cold in there too?
I'm pretty cool, but actually there's a fan underneath here that's hitting me. That's okay. You know.
Okay, I mean, like a space heater is like $40. You can't, I mean, you make big dollars.
And what am I going to do? Haul it in and out every day? I'm not keeping it here. No.
Leave it here. It could collect the COVID and everything.
No. Somebody will break it. Somebody will take it. No.
Oh, they'll break it. It'll be broken and taken. No. All that's true.
I know.
And yes, it's Paulo. All fun and games right now. But yes. As soon as she plugs it in and then it trips like some fuse or something.
Oh, boy, I'd be in so much
trouble.
We'll
be off the air for 3 days.
Yeah, and that whole side of the building goes dark.
Yeah. Then yeah, all my fault. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, and that'll be Carrie Lockie.
Yeah,
she is to blame for most things that happen at the stage, but that would be legitimate, I think. All right, no, I got you. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go back at it. Let me say hello and welcome to line two. Is going to be Cutter in Texas. Cutter, talk to me.
Hey, how's it going?
Living a dream, man. What's happening?
Well, I will tell you, we are not happy about undocumented, documented, or any other kind of immigrant that is carrying the COVID-19 into the general population without being monitored. It's ridiculous. They're telling them to quarantine themselves? Really? Where?
Well, no, they're not going to that. That's like saying, please show up to court for this court date. And that's not going to work either.
They couldn't manage that either.
No, once you get here, and as you know, Cutter, and I appreciate you, as you know, once they get here, that's it. Not going to see them anymore. And you might not actually get a real name when they come across the border. But again, forget the actual border argument. These people are legit, we know, are positive tested for COVID-19. You can't come here right now is the right answer. I thought that the president and the federal government's first job was the safety of the American people. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. It's so weird to me. Let me go back at it and say hello to line three. Is Ken in Alaska. Hi, Ken.
Hey, guy. You know, this is extension what was happening before with the illegal aliens coming with the diseases. And here you get threatened and people have been jailed and the people have run out of business over the COVID thing. But look what they're doing here. But, you know, diseases that were basically eradicated from this country have been reintroduced and propagated by illegal aliens. So they're not a concern with American people at all.
Well, they're not. Why would they say, listen, again, it's not about the illegal immigrant argument. It's about the argument about these illegal immigrants who have COVID. What reason could they possibly give for accepting them here? I don't get it.
It's nothing but a partisan political ploy is what it is.
And I think it's about votes. I think you're right. I think they think they're going to get more votes because they're going to say, hey, remember when we let those COVID-19 positive patients come across the border? Don't forget to vote for Biden, which doesn't make any sense. That's actually stupid. Stupid! It doesn't make any sense. Ron, quickly, San Antonio, let's go.
Hey, Pags, I was out of the country a couple of weeks ago during the ice storm, and we were due to come back on Tuesday. So 3 days, no more than 3 days before that, we had to get a negative COVID test in order to get back into the country. Well, our flights got canceled and rescheduled for Friday. And in the meantime, our COVID test expired and we had to get another set of COVID tests at significant expense just to get back into our own country.
And again, you're telling me that if you would have tested positive, they would not have allowed you, a citizen, to come back in?
That is.
Oh, I lost him. That's what Kerry sounded like. That's what he was saying.
I know.
And again, if you're an illegal alien at the border, find a border spot. Yep, I got COVID. All right, come on in. We legitimately, Democrats, I say we, Democrats legitimately treat American citizens worse than illegal aliens. And they always have. Like if you're from Kentucky, you want to go to school at a University of Texas at Austin, you're going to pay out-of-state tuition. If you're an illegal alien who's living in Texas, you're going to pay in-state tuition. I don't get it. And it seems to be a pattern for our country, and it's okay. For some reason, it's okay. Very, very odd to me. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. U.S. Representative, I believe he's Missouri 8, Jason Smith. We'll have him on after the bottom of the hour. H.R. 1, what is that? And also this COVID relief bill, what the heck is in there and why? Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you here. Really glad to have this guy on. First time I've had him on. He is Missouri's 8th District Republican, and his name is Jason Smith. Representative, how are you? Good to see you.
Doing well. It's great to be with you, sir.
Yeah, really good to have you on. I read an article that you and, I guess, James Comer wrote for Fox News about this $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. First and foremost, it's not a COVID relief bill really at all, is it? Unless you consider 9% of the bill, the entire bill. This really is just a big slush fund for progressive and Democrat cities, isn't it?
Joe, what I refer to this as is the Biden bailout bill, because okay, less than 9%, like you said, of the $1.9 trillion is actually used for healthcare spending to put shots in people's arms, and 91% are used for multiple various items that basically reward friends and supporters and donors of Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden.
And we're talking about the Bay Area transit. We're talking about building bridges in New York for no reason. We're talking about bailing out Democrat cities that literally said, burn down the city, don't worry about it, and go ahead and burn down this police station too. So what do? Can you put the brakes on something like this? Or because you're in the minority, not by much, but you're in the minority party, you really can't do anything?
No, we've been working pretty hard. You know, we've offered over 250 amendments throughout all of the committees that's had jurisdiction over this reconciliation bill the last couple weeks. And the only thing that has been bipartisan so far on this, Joe, is bipartisan opposition. In fact, a couple Democrats voted against it. It only passed by a handful of votes in the House. And right now, the Senate is falling apart. As you know, it's a split 50-50.
Yeah.
And if they lose one senator, they can't pass the bill. And right now you have multiple Democrat senators that are pushing back. For one, they're bypassing the committee process and going directly to the floor.
Right.
Schumer has a manager's amendment that's 600 pages trying to rewrite the bill right now. And they're going to have to answer to Angus King, Manchin, Sinema, Tester, because they have all kinds of various issues. Let's see if they can address them.
Let's talk about the actual process that happens. And again, it's District 8 Republican in the great state of Missouri, Jason Smith. The process is supposed to be, because it's a bill that has money in it, that you guys in the House start it, the Senate gets it, might want to change a couple of things, then you guys sit down and convene and have a congealed bill that you send to the president. It sounds like they're not even doing that. Chuck Schumer's completely wholesale writing the thing?
Yes, he is. It's bypassing the committee process in the Senate. And he's basically doing a manager's amendment that's over 600 pages, rewriting it. For example, the House parliamentarian has said that certain items cannot pass what they call the Byrd rule, the reconciliation process, such as the what I call the Washington mandate, the $15 Washington mandate. Right. Bernie Sanders has been pushing that as the minimum wage. And then it'll come back over to the House. It looks like that once they pass the Senate proposal, it will come back to the House and probably won't go to conference. And Pelosi will just try to have a vote over here again.
Is this one of the things that just needs a you know, more than 50%? In other words, Kamala Harris, if it's 50-50, she can decide it. This is not a supermajority, right?
Typically, every piece of legislation needs a supermajority of 60 votes in the United States Senate. But this budget reconciliation process is very unique. It creates the trigger that it can pass with 51 votes.
The nuclear option, I guess, is what we're talking about. Go ahead.
That's what they say, is that, you know, in some cases, it is definitely just the simple majority, though.
It is District 8 Republican in the great state of Missouri, Jason Smith. All right, so just as being, and you don't know me much, but I'm kind of dumb. And what I'd like to do is just have a page or two, maybe three, that says, all Americans making 75 grand or less get $1,200, $1,500, $2,000, whatever it is. Everybody gets the vaccination for free if they choose to have it. And maybe a little extra something here for those who are first responders or those who are actually engaged in the emergency rooms in the hospitals in dealing with patients that have COVID-19. Jason, I wouldn't think that would take more than two or three pages. Why do we have thousands of pages on these just so that people like me can't read them? Or I know you guys, as much as I like you already, I know you didn't read the entire thing, did you?
Well, we've been working on it for a long time, so our committee has been through it with a fine-tooth comb. But what I will tell you, if they would have went through a bipartisan approach where it actually just did healthcare spending and actually helped the working class, this would have been a very short bill. It would have passed. Instead, I mean, it's $1.9 trillion. We still have $1 trillion, Joe, from the five prior COVID packages that all passed bipartisan that has yet to be spent. And what we were arguing, use this prior $1 trillion of spending that has been appropriated and reappropriate it to make sure that it's being used for the most proper and efficient purpose. But yet, that's not what they want. Instead, they want to have roughly $3 trillion of their own spending basket of money.
It's garbage. I'll say it. It's pork. It's not necessary. It's wrong. It's Jason Smith, District 8 Republican, great state of Missouri. The president came in talking about unity and reconciling and everybody's going to get along and we're going to work together and go forward and America's back and all this. Are you seeing any of that yet? So far, I'm seeing a bunch of executive orders that tell half of America, you're out. We're in.
All that we've seen is lip service from the president. There has been no aspect of unity. He gave that speech at noon, and just a few hours later, by the stroke of the pen, he fired thousands of good red-blooded Americans. And now it's turned into hundreds of thousands of people that he has fired by the stroke of the pen, by the executive order.
Right.
This is absolutely unacceptable, and there is no part of unity. Being able to deliver a COVID relief package could be done in such a bipartisan way. And we've reached out with the White House. We've had one conversation with the White House and nothing in return.
It is Representative Jason Smith, Missouri. I appreciate you coming on and talking about this stuff. Let's talk a little bit about those jobs that are gone. Killed the Keystone XL pipeline, got Canada mad at us. American Indians are angry now. You've got all the labor unions that supported and trusted this guy. These people are going, dude, I just bought a house. I just bought a car. I can't afford it now. What are you doing to me? And John Kerry, that's how I have to say his name like that every time. John Kerry said, well, they can just go make solar panels. As if we can press a button and 11,000 who immediately lost their jobs can just start making solar panels. And as you said, it's hundreds of thousands now on ancillary jobs that are out as well. What do you say to those people, a lot of them who supported Biden? You can't say go back and change your vote. I mean, what do you say to these people who literally the Democrats looked them in the face and lied?
I'm sorry, because this is the Washington elitist attitude that's coming. When John Kerry tells them to go build solar panels, I mean, come on. Have some compassion for what you've just done. You've destroyed the livelihoods. You've made it where people in North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, all over the country that's trying to decide, how are we going to pay our mortgage? How are we going to put food on the table? And instead, they're telling you to go get a solar job where there's not one in North Dakota or South Dakota.
Right.
It's unreal. They're so out of touch with the working class. All that they understand is the big corporate elites that have funded their campaigns.
Yeah, no, I think that you're absolutely 100% right about that, and people are starting to wake up to it. Talking about campaigns, H.R. 1 is a major issue. I think it supersedes the 10th Amendment. I think it tries to federalize all of our elections, which is not something that you're allowed to do via the Constitution. Jason, why are they pushing this? What is the end game for these deep swamp politicians who all want this? I'm not sure I understand why this is even being talked about.
They're virtually wanting to national our elections. You know, all the different issues that happened in this past election that we had concerns with, they're trying to put that into federal statute to make sure that that's how it's done all the time.
Wow.
They're trying to make sure. Think about this. H.R. 1 is supposed to be the most important piece of legislation. You reserve those numbers in Congress for the top 10. This bill is H.R. 1. And what does it do? It requires taxpayers to fund their own campaigns. So their most important priority is to make sure that every American funds their campaigns. It's
wow.
Unacceptable. Plus, they're trying to nationalize the elections.
It's also about continuing these willy-nilly unsolicited mail-in ballots, right? It's also about not ever allowing for photo ID, not ever really verifying that people who are voting are allowed to vote. But I didn't know that. You just gave me a great civics lesson. I had no clue that the number being so low, it really showed its importance. So H.R. 127, which most of us hate, and I'm sitting in Texas, we certainly hate, that one is not on the level of importance anywhere near H.R. 1. So why are they making it such a priority? Why do this when the Constitution clearly says state legislatures will decide election rules?
It's all about rewarding their friends and donors and pushing through policies that help empower them and keep them in power. H.R. 1 to H.R. 10 is reserved by the majority of the top 10 most important bills. And so they felt like H.R. 1 is definitely the act. They said it's for the People's Act. It's really for the Politicians Act. That's what this bill does.
Well, they called Obamacare the Affordable Care Act, too, which it isn't. That was just a lie. And later on, they actually admitted, Gruber admitted that it was a lie. It's Jason Smith. He is the District 8 Republican, great state of Missouri. Let me ask you one last question. I really appreciate the time, and hopefully we can do this again very soon. I appreciate you coming on. The question is this: would you rather sit back and let the progressive left do what it's doing for the next year and a half so that you sweep them out of office? I think Republicans have a great chance of getting the House back and maybe the Senate in 2022. Or do you fight like hell every single day, Jason, and say, we're not going to sit back and let you run roughshod over Americans? Is there a balancing act there? Because we know we want to win in 2 years.
You fight every day because this is about America. This is about the freedoms and the values and everything that you believe for. And I'll tell you right now, the House Republicans, we're not going to set back. And we're going to do everything we can using every tool in the toolbox to put a wrench in this. If we can stop it, we're going to stop it. But we've got to have a couple join in with us. You got to think, Speaker Pelosi has the smallest majority of the Democrats have had since World War II, and they have a 50-50 seat split in the United States Senate. We just need to pick off a few to stop their madness, and hopefully we can do that to help save America.
I agree with you, but here's a follow-up to that. 10 Republicans said, yeah, impeach Trump. 3 Republicans, you know, joined on the Equality Act or whatever it was. So, I mean, is it easier for them to pick off a few Republicans or easier for you to pick off a few Democrats?
Well, just on the budget resolution and this budget reconciliation bills, we had every Republican vote with us to oppose it. Plus, we picked up a couple Democrats.
Right.
So when it comes to trying to destroy the country with progressive wish list items and spending $1.9 trillion, the Republicans are unified against it.
And I'm glad to hear that. Jason, thanks a million. It's District 8 Republican from the great state of Missouri, Jason Smith. Go and follow him every year. I'm gonna go ahead and give people a link to that op-ed that you did on Fox News. I think it was awesome, and I appreciate your time. Let's do it again. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Joe. It's great to be with you.
All right, we're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show. Lots going on. Lots getting Kara, was all right with the palm tree in the background and everything?
Very, come on. Very nice. So relaxing.
I say we should go. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm
probably
all
for a tax
that.
Write-off. Mm-hmm. Probably a tax write-off.
Yep. We could do the show on the beach.
Right. So you pay for it. You could write it off on the taxes next year.
No, well, it is the Joe Pags Show, so you got
to
write the tax.
Oh, suddenly I'm the king and the boss when it's time to pay for something. I get it.
Yes, yes.
Let me ask you this, because Scott is awesome. Scott is a big, big-time PAGS peep over in the channel. You're not the white chocolate voice, are you? Because I thought Sam was getting that moniker, the white chocolate voice. Right. Sam, are you the white chocolate voice in the channel?
Vanilla voice.
Oh, you're vanilla voice. And Carrie is chocolate voice. So white chocolate voice is not taking away from vanilla voice, so that could work.
No, but let's just leave it alone. Just say chocolate voice. That's what's on the coffee mug.
Wow, did you just really call out the coffee mug?
I did.
You realize how egotistical that just sounded? It's on the mug.
Well, it's true.
All right, there you go. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. There's a little bit of controversy yesterday over what the food was that the National Guard was being served. And you've got that story. I'm going to do a sponsor here quickly. If you don't mind, give me the full story. Because some people were saying there were shards of metal or something in the food. And I had not heard that angle of it. But I'll ask you for that in a moment. I think it's very important to make sure that we get this out there. Our military men and women need to be taken care of big time on all the branches, including the National Guard and the Coast Guard. And this isn't okay if this really happened. So I definitely want that story. Meantime, got to remind you about Omaha Steaks. Love it. Love Omaha Steaks. The smell fills up the house. It's so delicious. It's like a cartoon character. I just sort of lift right. I levitate off the ground, and I follow the scent, the smell, right into the kitchen. Sit down and have me some great steak. And you can get this, too. Listen, they take care of business and have done so for over a century, this great family from Nebraska. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Find out about the Butcher's Bestsellers Package. It includes four of their iconic and fork tender Butcher's cut filet mignons, four ultra juicy burgers, four savory pork chops, desserts, and a lot more too. Go to omahasteaks.com and put in keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar for a special price on the Butcher's Bestsellers Package. Plus, you're going to get four more of those chicken breasts and four more of those delicious burgers. No extra cost. They're free with your order. Omaha Steaks, been the leader in gourmet steaks since 1917. You can't go wrong. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Get a special price and the extra chicken and extra hamburgers right now. All right, Carrie, what do you have on that story?
From Fox News, members of Michigan's National Guard have complained of receiving undercooked meals or food containing metal shavings during their stay in Washington, D.C. to protect the U.S. Capitol, according to news reports, as lawmakers from the state call for a new food provider. And the disclosures, which first surfaced in Michigan news outlets, were the latest reports of alleged mistreatment of National Guard personnel in the nation's capital, where Guard members from several states were deployed both before and after the January 6th riot. And the entire Michigan delegation in the U.S. House wrote a letter to the National Guard on Tuesday, saying we understand the decision was made to provide contracted meals to support the entire federal response stationed at the Capitol. However, it's clear these contracted meals are poorly prepared, oftentimes inedible, and highly inadequate to support our soldiers. The lawmakers and Governor Gretchen Whitmer were informed of the food issues in mid-February, and problems were initially resolved, but new complaints emerged this past weekend, the Detroit News reported. It is completely unacceptable that our men and women serving in Washington, D.C. are being hospitalized due to the food they're being provided, the letter the lawmaker said. A National Guard spokesman on Wednesday acknowledged about 50 members have been treated for gastrointestinal complaints, but said none were hospitalized.
Let me throw this out there, because I was listening, but maybe I missed it. Were there metal shards or not?
They were reported to be.
But I guess we probably don't have
complaints of food containing the metal shavings.
I mean, let me put this out there. If you undercook some food, I get it. Maybe you weren't a perfect cook that time. It's not acceptable. Don't ever do it again. But if you undercook a little food, you know, Carrie, you can sort of, all right, I got you screwed up this time.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are metal shavings or shards inside of the food, and it's going to a specific, type of person, a military member, I need a full investigation. I want to hear about, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about we're going to get it right. I want to find out what the hell happened here, because that's not okay. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Absolutely, yes. They need to investigate that. Get to the bottom of
it. Let's do some pop culture. Whoop!
Dirty pop.
All right, Polo, let's do it.
So the Hillsborough County Health Department in Florida released its preliminary report today on Super Bowl-related COVID-19 cases.
Okay.
And it said that it found 53 confirmed cases reported in the weeks following the game. So they're deeming it that it was not a super spreader event. And they're claiming that the small spike that they saw was a result of house parties and gatherings at restaurants or bars, not fans in attendance at the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
I expected that you get something different than that. I'm kind of glad, not that 57 people got it,
right,
but that it wasn't a so-called super spreader event. All right. Good stuff. We appreciate you. That's Polo. That is Carrie. That's Sam. I'm Joe. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. Appreciate you.
This is the Joe Pags Show.